So if you consider, say, Bhishma, the way Bhishma is so purely devoted, as revealed at the end of the Bhagavatam, toward the end of his life, as revealed in the Bhagavatam,
And knowledgeable.
that as compared to that, the Bhishma who, the way he functions, say, out of misdirected, out of being just loyal to Duryodhana, all that seems to be almost contradictory. Yeah, this is a complex subject. And in general, this narrative can be understood at two levels. At one level, it is that Bhishma, if you want to understand it from the morality, we could say moral perspective, the transcendental perspective. From the moral perspective, Bhishma ends up committing Niyamagraha, sticking to the letter of the law while forgetting the purpose of the law. So, he had taken a vow that he would always stand by the side of the ruler of the throne. Now, he could not have envisioned that at that time, later, somebody like Duryodhana would take up the throne. So, now he feels this is the word I have given, this is what I have to follow. And he sticks to it through thick and thin. He does make his displeasure and even opposition to Duryodhana very strongly expressed on many occasions. He does not express it as strongly as does Vidura, because he feels bound by his word of honor. Now we live in a very different culture, where the concept of word of honor, it is not really
That's important.
that important, given that much importance. And how important a word of honor is, we can see that even in Duryodhana, when Arjuna goes and asks for the 5 arrows, Duryodhana also gives those arrows. Now, if you say that if he was Duryodhana was so honor bound, then why didn't he return the kingdom only to the Pandavas earlier and after? So at that time he tries to screw out of the way by saying that actually you did not complete the Ajnatavas, that you were detected before the 1 year was completed. That's his reasoning. That's why I say you have to go back to the forest again. Now there is some difference among Duryodhana and Bhishma when they detect Arjuna on the Uttara on the Matsya battlefield. So at that time, you can have solar lunar calculations based on which exact month duration will vary. So anyway, my point I'm making is that Duryodhana at that time feels that I am not honor bound because they have not yet completed their, they were detected beforehand. But they were, word of honor was considered extremely important. Even Duryodhana followed it. When it was a case of black and white, says, I have given my word that I'll give it to you. So, in that sense, Bhishma wanting to honor his word is understandable in that context where word of honor was taken very, very seriously. But so we could say that Bhishma commits Niyamagraha, and rather than saying that, a safer way to say it is that through this incident, we are taught by the example of Bhishma how the danger of Niyamagraha. Rather than saying he committed Niyamagraha, this action demonstrates the mistake of Niyamagraha. That's at the ethical level we can learn. Sometimes we can just take it at a transcendental level, and our Acharya also explained that way that Krishna wanted to demonstrate using Bhishma that no matter how exalted a person you are, if you go against God, you'll be destroyed. So Bhishma voluntarily chose to do that, to support Duryodhana throughout, to stay silent when Draupadi was dishonored. By his staying silent at that time, Krishna manifested and Krishna protected Draupadi as by offering her the cloth, unlimited cloth. Similarly, the whole Kurukshetra battle in which Krishna intervened in various ways and protected Arjuna. So, Bhishma's opposition became on many occasions the one of the reasons for Krishna to manifest his Bhaktavatsalya. So, by Bhishma's apparently inimical attitude, Krishna manifested his Bhaktavatsalya towards the Pandavas. But that Krishna had done all that, that Bhishma had done all this not in actually a mood of hostility towards the Pandavas or Krishna, but in a mood of devotion only. That was demonstrated when Krishna came in front of him. So throughout the Mahabharata, Krishna is manifesting his Bhakta Vatsalya for the Pandavas.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, he is manifesting his Bhakta Vatsalya for Bhishma. Tathapya ekant bhakteshu pashya bhupanukampitam yanme syunstajata sakshat krishno darshanamagata. Therefore, he says, Bhishma says, that, therefore, O king, just see how merciful is this Lord. That because I was his unflinching devotee,
mm-hmm.
therefore at the moment of death, he himself has come to give me his darshan.
Mm-hmm.
So it might seem a little audacious for Bhishma to say, I am unflinching devotee.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not saying that to glorify himself. He is saying that to glorify how the Lord reciprocates with one who is unflinching.
Mm-hmm.
And his focus is, oh Yudhishthir, you also don't flinch.
Mm-hmm.
I was called upon to do a difficult duty, that of fighting against my Lord.
Mm.
I did that and just see how he's rewarded me.
Mm.
And now you also are called to do a difficult duty, that is that you have to administer this kingdom, which has come to you after a great amount of bloodshed.
Mm.
But do this duty and the Lord will reciprocate with you.
Mm.
So that's how we understand Bhishma's actions.
So at that time, I was talking about Bhishma instructing Yudhishthira.